This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You may see the tropical storm Harvey effect at gas pumps that may be not anywhere near Texas. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. In early trading, the Dow is down 14 points, the S&P 500 down a point, the NASDAQ composite is up 8 points, about a 10%. But the big market story today, fossil fuel, with the biggest refinery in the country temporarily shut down by the storm and other refineries off or at reduced capacity. The spot price of gas is up 6.5% to a 2-year high. The raw material is piling up. Crude is down about a percent, $46 a barrel. Susan Schmidt is senior portfolio manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas.
We have a lot of refineries located in this stretch of area between Houston and Louisiana. You don't want them to be running during a storm. And so knowing this, there was some excess production last week, and the refineries largely along this area have shut down during the storm.
All right, so we're seeing the market price traded on the New York Mercantile Exchange spike as we're speaking this morning. The September price is up 6.4%. We're going to see that at the pumps.
Analysts are predicting an increase of maybe 10 to 25 cents per gallon in the Gulf Coast and Midwest areas, a dime to 20 cents in the Northeast, and probably a nickel to 15 cents increase in sort of the Plains and West Coast areas. But remember, that impact is temporary. Largely, the refineries are expected to be back online and back functioning within another week.
And although all these refineries are concentrated in that region, about 20% of U.S. refining capacity, I've been told, there are refineries in other parts of the country. For instance, East Coast, West Coast. Can they ramp up production to make up for the difference?
Most definitely, and they already have. There are other regions, other refineries that already built up a stockpile. We have plenty of gasoline to keep the country going.
All right. Thanks for the briefing. Susan Schmidt, senior portfolio manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas, where, weirdly, right, it's blue skies there today?
Blue skies and sunny, so far enough away, it's a very different picture than what you're seeing from other parts of Texas.
In case we needed a reminder that Texas is a big state. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
On his inspection tour of Texas yesterday, President Trump told Texans, quote, "We think you're going to have what you need and it's going to go fast." The picture being drawn is that in this time of emergency, the federal government is there to offer essential resources. But what does this do to the competing narrative? Recent hints of a federal government shutdown if funding is not approved for the border wall with Mexico. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. Good morning to you.
Morning, David.
So do you see chances of a government shutdown receding given the ongoing need for government help in Texas and Louisiana?
I do. That said, this government is nothing but dysfunctional, and very sadly, one has to say you can't count on it to do even that which everyone agrees it should do. But I think the plight of people in Texas is such, and the basic needs so great that they'll pull themselves together.
Because often the discussion over shutting down the federal government implies to some people, oh, okay, you can't go to a national park for a few days, or you may not be able to get a quick phone call back from the IRS or something. But we're seeing on our television screens and through our radios what government does in the case of emergency, and it may erode the ability. It may reduce the range of motion for those who want to play brinksmanship with those issues.
In a country that likes to think of itself as great, a government ought to function. And one of the things it needs to do is help people who are in harm's way. I wish I could say I was confident. It will, it should, and I think this time it probably will pull itself together.
We're coming up on these deadlines. The end of the government's fiscal year is end of September, right?
Yes, and one of the concerns is that this will make the debt ceiling the venue in which the battle will occur. To get the money moving for Harvey, you're going to need to put it through the appropriations process. That's what keeps the government open. The debt ceiling is different. It's what honors the government's bills, the bills that were incurred for spending that's already been done. And the government shutdown is critical to keeping the lights on for the government. The debt ceiling is critical to keeping the lights on for the market. And I'm afraid that we'll get the money to Harvey, and then the political fight will turn to the debt ceiling.
All right. Well, we'll see how this plays out in Washington. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. She's based in Washington, speaking from Northern California today. Karen, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Hey, it's David Brancaccio. We wanted to let you know that this Midday Update podcast feed will be shutting down Tuesday, September 5th. But not to worry, you can get all your morning business news by subscribing to the main Marketplace Morning Report podcast. That's where you can listen to the Midday Update and a brand new global business edition of the Morning Report that we're producing with help from our friends at the BBC World Service. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast so you don't miss a thing. And thank you. 21st Century Fox has decided to stop showing the Fox News channel over in Britain. Until yesterday, Fox News was part of the Sky satellite TV platform, which the Fox parent company is working hard right now to fully acquire. The BBC's Jonathan Frewin filed this for us.
Fox News was not a popular channel in the UK, and 21st Century Fox said that the channel was not commercially viable. However, there has been speculation that the move may have also been undertaken to circumvent concerns about Fox taking full control of the Sky satellite broadcasting network, which hosted Fox News in the UK. Critics have questioned whether 21st Century Fox is a fit and proper prospective owner, citing cases of sexual harassment upheld against executives and hosts on the Fox News network. In an interview with the BBC, a company source denied that complaints against Fox News in relation to the takeover bid were the reason for dropping the TV network.
Jonathan, thank you. And there's news that U.S. economic growth April to June was higher than first calculated. Household spending and business investments raised GDP to a 3% annual rate, the fastest in 2 years. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.